The family at the time consisted of 30 members, and 15 of the members had inherited a speech and language disorder from the grandmother.
The first genetic study was able to locate the general area of the abnormality. It was on chromosome 7, and all the affected family members had it. Reflecting its obvious importance in their ability to talk, the research team called it Speech 1.
Speech 1 was located on chromosome number 7, but where exactly on chromosome number 7 and which particular gene was it was something that would have required several more years of investigations until the actual gene was detected.
Then, out of the blue, a totally unconnected child with the same type of speech defect was brought in to see them.
And when you think that in this big wide world, the same kind of problem presents itself in the same country, in the same location, but to the same person.